Hi, I'm Kirk Biglioni, and this is another WP Apprentice case study. Today we meet Linda Willis. Linda is a consultant specializing in corporate training. A few years ago, Linda and her business partner began exploring ways to offer their training online. Of course, that meant they needed a website. And like most business owners, Linda had no experience building websites, so she hired a professional to make one for her.
He created an HTML site, just a regular website. And that meant that, of course, every time we had to make a change or an edit or whatever, we'd have to contact him because we did not know programming language. And he would have to wait till he had time and then fix it for us.
So Linda had an old school static HTML website with no easy way to add or change content. That's fine as long as you've got an expert standing by waiting to help you whenever you need to update something. But that wasn't the case for Linda.
You know, like I would perhaps text him on one day and I wouldn't hear from him for a week, and then I'd remind him on text him, and then, you know, he might get to me. He was always willing, but he just had no time. He's really extremely good, but he just was not available to answer all the questions I needed answered when I needed them answered.
Now, it's important to understand that Linda's web designer was not a bad person. He was just very busy. And to his credit, he realized that was a problem. So he made a suggestion to help Linda take more control over her website.
The designer had heard of WordPress, and he came to us in one of our meetings and said, look, this would be a way that if I transfer this site over to WordPress, you would be able to handle the edit yourself.
While Linda's web developer had heard of WordPress, he was no expert. And so her new site didn't really take advantage of everything WordPress has to offer.
The transfer was not total, i.e. he sort of transferred the HTML site into WordPress with his custom theme, and that's caused us all kinds of headaches as we try to do all WordPress things on a partly WordPress custom site.
And of course, not being a WordPress expert, the designer wasn't able to provide much in the way of training or documentation. Linda was pretty much on her own trying to figure out how to use her new WordPress website. So she did what anyone would do in that situation. She turned to Google.
I can't remember the keywords I used, but I'm sure it was, you know, learn to use WordPress or how to learn WordPress. I'm sure I spent days trying to find an instructor and a course that suited me. There are tons of them out there. I had gone to the codex and so on in WordPress itself, but I'd learn better if someone is guiding me through something. So the codex, although it's got everything you could possibly need, was just too much for me to absorb and very technical. Once that didn't work, I just Googled how to learn WordPress. I came across lots and lots of sites. Some of them just weren't worth looking at. Others I found the instructors, I think as I said in my note, sort of a little too hyper for me. I understand a lot of people like that, but it's not the way I like to learn.
Eventually, Linda found WP Apprentice, and the style of training was more to her liking. In no time, she found herself taking control of her new WordPress website.
Well, what it did is it gave me the tools that I needed to care for and to update and to keep on top of our site, which is our business. So I really, without WordPress Apprentice, I don't think we'd be anywhere because we had the site, but I didn't know how to do anything on it. I think with all the courses, almost anything you need to do on a site, on a business site or any site, is there if you just find it. And sometimes when I would ask a question in the comments section, you would refer me to a section of a course I had forgotten about. And if I went back there, there it all was, what I was looking for.
Linda has no background in web design, but she still found the WP Apprentice training approachable. That's because the courses are designed for business users, not programmers.
Certainly a very big thing that I like about the course and you and your website is it's very welcoming and it's non-threatening and it's supportive and encouraging, and it makes anyone who doesn't know anything about how to create a site feel that he or she can create a site, just follow step by step through, you know, whichever course you're working on.
Now that she's found WP Apprentice, Linda feels like she's got the skills and the support to build the next website on her own.
if I had not had Sean to create the site in the first place, and it said, what am I going to do? And someone said, well, you could, you know, do it with WordPress. And I had started with WordPress with absolutely no knowledge of anything. Then I think I'm very confident that I could have created a site from scratch that would be, you know, as good or better than what we had created for us by Sean, and more easily updated. Let me put it that way, too.
I have to say that I've heard variations of Linda's story many times over the years. In fact, it's one of the reasons I created WP Apprentice, to help business owners get the training and support they need when their web designers move on.
You care as much about our businesses as we do and helping us build them. And that means a great deal. Peter and I often say, thank goodness for the time we found WP Apprentice and that search, because we were coming up empty before we did.
If you need help figuring out a WordPress site someone built for you, or the skills to build one on your own, WP Apprentice is here to help. Head over to wpapprentice.com and sign up today. To learn more about Linda's business, visit mygoforthegreen.com.